It's time to go to our next guest. Let's go to the phones. Let's go up to West Bloomfield and talk to Ron Bellamy, former Wolverine. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Doing all right.
Well, morning, Ron.
I do want to get your take on the Wolverine take on what's going on to our state, to the South. But first, why don't you let everybody know we're having you on today to promote an event coming up on Saturday. Tell everybody what you have going on.
Oh, yeah. We're doing our second annual Ron Bellamy Women's Football Academy. And the Women's Football Academy, it's going to benefit the Barbara Ann Karmanos Cancer Institute and Breast Cancer Research. It's a pretty neat event. The ladies and the young ladies who participate in it, they have a ball with it. You know, my kids, my football kids at West Bloomfield, they help coach. They enjoy it as well. And it's just, you know, something about giving back that makes you feel good about what you're doing.
If people want to come out, how do they get involved? How do they get more information?
Okay. At this point, we're past the registration, but you can still come at West Bloomfield High School if you want to drop off a donation or participate. Our address at West Bloomfield is 4925 Orchard Lake Road, and it'd be at the West Bloomfield High School Football Stadium. And it's this Saturday, June 11th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the registration is $35 for adults and $10 for students with an ID.
There you go. Great bargain. And it's always fun to be able to teach the women a little bit more about football. These have been popping up a little bit more. Michigan has one. Eastern Michigan now has one as well. Obviously, you're having yours on Saturday. Why'd you guys decide to, I know for the cause, we understand it's for a great cause, but why'd you decide to have a women's football academy, a women's football clinic, as far as what was your motivation for the women's side of things?
First and foremost, I did it. I participated in it all 4 years when I was at the U of M. And, you know, it was a neat experience for me. It was for a great cause. A lot of women have, not to say that women don't know about football, but a lot of them actually want to learn the game a little bit more. And maybe they have a husband or a boyfriend or son or whomever who don't want to take that time to explain the game for them and, you know, have them go through various drills and whatnot. But it's really exciting and fun because the ladies are just as competitive as the guys. And, you know, last year when we did this event, I had ladies, you know, we played flag football to culminate the event, but I had ladies playing tackle football. So it was just pretty fun.
Ron, admit it. The women are actually more competitive than the men.
Oh, no. Yes. Very much so. Very much so.
Ron, kind of switching things a little bit. When you look at what's going on at Ohio State, what's your take? What's your reaction? Are you surprised? Are you not surprised? Where are you at on that?
I'm in the middle. You know, obviously after my career at Michigan, got a chance to play in the NFL and had a few teammates that were from Ohio. And, you know, it was one of those deals where, you know, you kind of talk about your college career and some of the things that went on. And, you know, you do know that existed at that school. You know, you hear speculations and rumors and whatnot, and to see it come forth is a bit shocking but not surprising.
But I would say, Ron, and kind of following up on that, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, things like this happen at every school. Did you ever get offered anything here? Were you ever put in that situation?
No, for two reasons. One, we were educated by compliance. That's one thing Coach Clark did a phenomenal job with, is educating us about compliance and the rules and the consequences that you and the program is going to suffer. And the second thing was, we were scared of Coach Carr. We were afraid of Coach Carr to make a mistake like that or to do something as selfish as that. So that did not go on in Michigan. And, you know, obviously, you know, it's a small knit community, our football program. So, you know, what goes on, and that stuff didn't exist. So for people to say it happens at every school, That's far from the truth.
Ron Bellamy joining us here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA and online at WTK.com. What about with the kids that you coach now? Do you use what's going on at Ohio State or the USC story, the Auburn and Camden? Do you use these stories as education for them, whether they're going to play Division I, Division III, or maybe they're just going to be fans down the road? Do you use these kind of things and say there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things?
Absolutely. I mean, because I think it's when you make that transition from high school to college, some of the morals and some of the tools that you learn in high school come from your high school football coach. And, you know, I tell my boys all the time, you know, they crack jokes. They're like, Coach, I know you're happy. You know, Ohio State's getting in trouble. Like, you know, honestly, yeah, I'm happy, you know. But at the same time, I'm telling these guys, they're selfish acts by individuals that, you know, brought the program down and brought shame to the university. And, you know, whether they go, like you say, whether they go Division III, Division II, Division I, you know, you're going to be put in that situation where you have to make a decision. And from an ethical standpoint, what are you going to do? Are you going to make the right decision or the wrong decision that can cost yourself and your program?
Ron, you said something before about when you were in the NFL that, you know, there was talk in locker room, stuff like that. Was that a large conversation between guys that about kind of what they went through in college as far as, you know, did they get offered things? Did they take things or not? Was that a pretty typical conversation or did that rarely or?
You know what? A lot of guys in the NFL, it's funny because, you know, Michigan, not just saying this because I've, you know, played at Michigan and whatnot, but a lot of guys kind of, you know, they envy the way Michigan guys handle themselves, especially as NFL teammates, because, you know, you have a tight-knit group. For example, my rookie in Miami, Brian Greasy, came in. Brian and I never played together, but we hung out a lot. You know, we did a lot of things together. And guys were, you know, like, well, how do you guys do that? Like, how does that happen in schools where guys who never played together, but you guys, you know, have a lot of common interests and you guys do the same things? And, you know, guys, you know, we start to share stories from our experiences at Michigan. And then, you know, you go on and, you know, guys start talking about their school and how they were, you know, aided and making their decision to go to school and how they got by in school and different things. And it's pretty shocking.
Was there any story that really stood out that you were just like, I can't actually believe that?
I mean, I'd rather not use names and whatnot just because, you know, some of these guys are, you know, still my friends and whatnot. But there's stories from, you know, some of the Big Ten schools that, you know, that I've heard that, you know, guys are saying, hey, this is what it took for me to make my decision to go there.
And that's in the Big Ten.
It happens in the Big Ten. So, you know, to say it doesn't, you know, I'm from Louisiana, and being from Louisiana, you know, definitely recruited by some of the SEC schools. And, you know, that stuff happens. You know, it happens like, well, how can I, you know, help this, you know, from a coaching standpoint, how can we get this kid to come to our university? And, you know, these guys, they're trying to win, so they're going to do everything in their power. Now, a lot of them aren't, you know, a lot of them have integrity, but some of them don't. And the ones who don't, you know, it's going to catch up to you, like it did at Southern Cal, like it's doing at Ohio State. It's going to catch up to you.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Say you have a kid on your team that's a high D1 type prospect, and you have coaches all around the country calling and trying to recruit him. And the kid comes to you and says, Coach, I have my top three or top four, and hey, this school over here, they're offering me this, and this school over here is offering me that. What would you tell to that young man?
Tell them about, you know, first of all, I tell all my kids about the business standpoint. Yes, you're going to school for a free education. You get an opportunity to play a game that you love. You know, all that. You make that decision. But from a morality standpoint, why would you go somewhere where, you know, they cheat to win? You don't want to do that because at the end of the day, if you're not handling your business on the football field, you're not performing well or you're not doing well in the classroom, they're going to kick you to the curb and move on to the next guy. That's the business aspect of it, and that's usually how when teams cheat, that's usually what they do. I'm on to the next man. And I, you know, I would tell my kid, go where your heart is because this is where you're going to spend the next 4 or 5 years of your life. You go from a young man to a man, and don't make a decision on who's offering you what. Go there because you're going to get a great education, and go there because you're going to get a chance to play the game that you love.
Ron, there's been talk, at least now, especially coming from Jim Delaney and the Big Ten, about adding a cost of attendance, which is a small stipend for college athletes, especially college athletes on full scholarship. Do you think that should happen? Would that have been helpful for you when you were here? Just do you think that just opens up more floodgates?
I think I'm in a minority when I say, and a lot of my former teammates and, you know, friends who I played in NFL with, they disagree with me, but I do not think college athletes should get paid. My reasoning for that is because you're going to start having more problems with corruption, meaning if this guy's an all Big Ten performer or this kid's all American and a kid that, you know, is third on the depth chart, but he's on scholarship. Now you start giving money. Now this money's starting to change hands, and then guys are starting to get rewarded for their performances as opposed to everybody getting the same thing. And I'm afraid that that's what college football is going to turn into. And now, you know, bad enough, we have these big recruiting, you know, whatnot on signing day on ESPN and College U and all this stuff. You know, we're making a mockery of the game. And, you know, to say that you're going to give kids a stipend, that's, you know, that – I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Kind of following up on that and also looking at another issue right now in college sports, being a football coach, the 7-on-7 camps that are going on in high school football these days, is that, well, for you who's a high school football coach, what's your feeling on that? Because that, it seems like it's turning into maybe an AAU basketball type of situation.
I hate it. I hate it from a standpoint of, one, you know, you get your kids, coach, I'm going such and such this week. I'm going to Pittsburgh, coach. I'm going to Ohio this weekend, coach. And I'm going to Illinois. So far this year, we've had three kids get injured. We've had three kids get injured this year doing 7-on-7. And the reason why I hate it is because, for one, you don't see your kids. Sometimes, you know, they go to these camps, they're learning bad habits, bad techniques. That these guys who are running these 7-on-7 camps, I know for a fact because I see them, they're not being coached. A coach is taking plays, putting them in front of the kids' faces and saying, run these plays. Another thing to that is you're playing with kids that you're not going to play with at your school for the most part. My receivers are running routes for quarterbacks that they won't catch from. You know, my defensive backs are running defenses that they won't run at our high school. It's not – you know, the only benefit I see is from a competitive element. You're competing, but it's hurting because you're developing bad techniques that we're not coaching at our high school. And, you know, from the whole camaraderie standpoint, if we want to do something as a team, we're not able to do that because of that.
Do you see it slowing down, or is this just kind of how it's going to be and you almost have to adapt?
You know, right now, I think the college coaches, when they get a chance to get in front of these kids and you know, to let them know the importance of the 7-on-7, it means nothing. You're not getting recruited on 7-on-7s. You know, so like I said, you get recruited when you get in front of the coaches. You go to these summer camps. I encourage my kids to go to one-day camps, three-day camps, however long the camps are. You go to that camp, you get in front of these coaches, you perform well, and then you'll be rewarded. Either they're going to give you a scholarship or they're going to put you on a radar, on their radar. So 7-on-7 is irrelevant. It's meaningless to me as far as breaking up as a team. Now, I'm all for a team getting together and doing their 7-on-7. I'm all for that. But as far as being an individual and going out, it's, you know, me personally, I say the guys who are running these camps, they're taking money from these kids. You know, I think it's just a moneymaker right now. They're not learning much, to be honest with you. You know, I've seen it. I get, you know, reports back from my kids. So, you know, it's a moneymaker for the guys who are running them.
Ron, we appreciate your time as always. Before we let you go, one more time, tell people how they can participate on Saturday.
Yes, you can come to West Bloomfield High School, 4925 Orchard Lake Road, West Bloomfield, Michigan. And you can, you know, come and support a great cause. Women's Football Academy, where we're teaching women football drills. And, you know, to culminate the event, we have a fun game of flag football, but the benefit is going to benefit the Barbara Ann Cremanos Cancer Institute and Breast Cancer Research. So come on out Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we'll have a great time.
Ron, appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you soon, and appreciate
thank
your
you,
insights
Ron.
On what's going on in the world of college football.
All right, thank you, guys. You have a good day.
All right. Ron Bellamy, former Wolverine, high school coach at West Bloomfield, and some interesting insight into some of the really hot-button issues, whether it's the 7-on-7.
Yeah, I was pretty interested in the 7-on-7 take because it's something that I think—
He's firsthand right in it.
Well, not only that, but it's something that I think his opinion carries on what a lot of high school coaches think, which is they're worried it's going to become an AAU basketball. Let me rephrase that, because it's not just AAU, because there's also USSA and stuff like that. A summer ball situation where if you look at basketball, summer ball, and most kids I think will tell you this, summer ball is almost as important, if not more important, than high school ball as far as getting a college scholarship. And it changes the way things go, and it changes the way kids are recruited. You look at the majority of college coaches, and I would love to actually get John Beilein or one of these Michigan assistants out on this even today, but you look at it and you're like, okay, how much do they recruit summer versus in season? Now, most of the time, coaches will use every waking hour of that July evaluation period to try to learn about players, mainly because that's the best time that they can see them. And for football coaches, it's going to be the same thing, because otherwise, it's during your season, and you're balancing going to see a kid versus you know, versus coaching your own team and being with your own players. And that's always been a tricky issue for college coaches. I mean, there's been times where I've seen John Beilein, literally, I've been getting off of a plane the next day after a game, and I've seen him in the airport going to a game. There was a former Penn State assistant, who's now head coach at Kennesaw State, Lewis Preston. I literally ran into him in the Detroit airport 4 times in a row. I mean, I've known Lou for years, but I ran into him 4 times in a row.
Because he was on his way in. He was on his way in looking at players.
He was either on his way in or he was on his way out connecting on a flight. I mean, we were stuck on a flight. I don't remember if I told this story when I was on the air. We actually got stuck together in the Detroit airport when I was going to the Penn State game and he was coming back recruiting. We ended up jumping on a flight to Pittsburgh, getting 2 seats on that, and getting the last rental car from Pittsburgh to State College and driving to State College together in a snowstorm because there was a snowstorm here. I mean, but these guys are on the road all the time, and it's because of summer ball that they see those kids, and then they have to juggle all that during the season.